Dan Siegel's consequential career as a civil rights attorney spanned more than five decades. His activism extended beyond the courtroom. Last month, less than 3 weeks before his death, Siegel addressed the crowd at Oakland's No Kings rally. In his final public appearance, Siegel called for unity and resistance to confront the Trump administration.
In the latter stages of the Vietnam War movement, many of us advanced the slogan and the demand of no business as usual. And let me suggest to you that that's what we need to be about. No business as usual. Society doesn't get to operate as though this isn't happened. And this is what we need to dedicate ourselves. Resistance, resistance, resistance. Thank you.
Siegel was active in the 1960s in the movement against the Vietnam War and the civil rights struggles in the South. He was arrested in Mississippi while working with the Congress on Racial Equality to register voters. His family says that arrest inspired him to become an attorney. Siegel was a UC Berkeley law student and student body president-elect in 1969 as conflict erupted with the university over a patch of ground a few blocks south of the campus, which its defenders called People's Park. In May of 1969, students asked him at the last minute to address a campus rally. Siegel suggested students march to People's Park, but urged them to be careful.
Be careful. Don't let those pigs beat the you. Don't let yourselves get arrested on felonies. Go down there and take the park.
Law enforcement officers fired shotguns and tear gas at the protesters marching down Telegraph Avenue towards the park, killing bystander James Rector and injuring others. The State Bar Association denied Siegel a license to practice law, in part because of his speech. Siegel took the denial to the California Supreme Court and won his case. Over the decades, Siegel represented workers, prisoners, Occupy protesters, and pro-Palestinian activists. He filed class action lawsuits against Oakland and Alameda County, leading to limits on the use of so-called non-lethal weapons against peaceful protesters. That case arose in the wake of Black Lives Matter protests. Siegel often charged nothing for his services. Siegel served two terms on the Oakland School Board, including as president, and chaired the Oakland Housing Authority. He also served on KPFA's local station board and the parent Pacifica National Board, and as general counsel and interim executive director of Pacifica Radio. The San Francisco chapter of the National Lawyers Guild honored Siegel and his wife, attorney Ann Wiles, as champions of justice in 2014 and said their participation was a big reason why social movements are so strong in the San Francisco Bay Area. Siegel and Wiles' small 1975 wedding was attended by an FBI informant. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee said in a Facebook post that the city has lost a true champion. His family did not disclose the cause of death. Siegel is survived by his wife Ann and sons Christopher Shear and Michael Siegel. The family will hold a public memorial at a date yet to be determined. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.